Hello, GWA Backstage. This is Baller Truth, and I decided I was going to record some answers for a Friday slash Saturday discussions number 3 that was posted by my Bumbles. And I decided to record it because, one, I'm too lazy to type everything, and two, I haven't posted, you know, something in a while, and the questions were good, so I thought I'd answer them. So here we go. Questions about GWA slash Backstage. 1. What positive experiences have you had during your GWA slash Backstage experiences? You know, my positive experiences have been how welcoming and friendly everybody's been. The friends that I've made, both, you know, on the Reddit portion of it, as well as the TeamSpeak portion of it. And you know, there's a lot of people that I've interacted with that I probably would never have done so, if not for GWA or Backstage. So, those are some really positive things. You know, the nice comments from people, people appreciating what I consider creative work. So that's nice. Number 2, how do you think we can improve GWA and Backstage? I don't think that as a whole we can do much to improve GWA and Backstage, kind of as a group collective. Let's make some, you know, mass changes, meta kind of thing. I think it's going to be, changes are going to be from people, and those small changes will have an effect, and, you know, it may not change it for everybody, but it will change it for people that interact with that person. So I think that's how we can improve GWA and Backstage, is treat people with kindness, be polite, be courteous, be respectful. And you may not change all of Backstage. You'll never change the lurkers who all they come in to do is downvote and run away, or people that, you know, are here to troll or whatever. I mean, you're never going to change those people. But within your own small sphere of influence, or larger, if that's who you are, you can make a difference. And that is what improves GWA and Backstage. Is there, number 3, is there an in crowd or cliques or groups in GWA Backstage? Is this good or bad? Are they really quote unquote cliques if they're just friendship groups? I don't think that it's cliques per se. To me, cliques is so juvenile in a way. And there's not a lot necessarily of that going on in GWA or Backstage. There's definitely groups of friends, people that have known each other for longer, people that have got common interests, people that live near each other, people that, you know, there's a bunch of different things that will have people hanging out together more exclusively than with others. But I don't think it's exclusionary per se. They're not so set in their friend clique thing that they're not going to welcome new people. And if you're lucky, you become part of their friendship group. And if you're not, then maybe you find your own friendship group and form that. You know, it's, no one is excluding anyone else from doing anything. Everyone is as welcoming as possible. And, you know, as long as people act respectfully and courteously and are polite, you know, there's no telling which groups of friends you will get or find your way into, or how many friends you'll make. So I think it's not so much in crowd or cliques. There's just people that have been here longer, people that are more prolific with their postings, and people that, you know, are more forward in the community, where they're out there more often socializing or, you know, making themselves available. So I don't think it's really exclusionary cliques. Just be yourself and be nice, and I think you'll find your own group of friends. Tag 5 people that are your best buds. Trick instruction, don't answer, don't tag. It's just supposed to provoke some response in you. Number 4, do you think tagging other users is a good idea or bad idea? Why? I mean, it's a courteous thing to do if you're filling someone's script request, if you're filling someone's just request for an audio. You know, if there's a reason to tag someone, it's always polite to tag them, right? Because you would want them to know that you're doing those things for them. As for just tagging people willy-nilly for no reason, I don't think it's as necessary. If you're tagging somebody because you're talking about them, or, you know, you are offering a anecdote about them or something, you know, I think it's polite to tag them so that they know what's being said about them, in a discussion. So yeah, I would say tagging people is a good idea when it's called for. Tagging people just randomly, not really. 5, popular performers are just like you and me, except that they're popular. So why do some feel inferior to approach them, comment on their audios, or even interact with them? I don't think people necessarily feel inferior. I think that they, well, first of all, I mean, popularity, it's a thing. It's some people just have great voices. Some people do really great scripts. People write really great scripts. Some people are great with sound effects and voices and accents. And so different people are popular for different things. But that, as you say, they're just like you and me. They're just people. I personally don't really feel inferior to approach them. I do think that if someone is very popular, they might be slammed in their inbox. So I don't message them unless I have something to actually say to them. You know, I'll comment on their posts or whatever if I'm feeling, you know, the need to communicate with them about something related to their posts. If it's something personal, I'll catch them on TeamSpeak or I'll send them a PM. And, you know, I don't see any problem with doing that. Yeah, so I don't have that problem with interacting with them. I think it has something to do with how I deal with celebrities as well. As I feel like they are tired of that kind of treatment, so I treat them like normal people. And if they're the type that aren't tired of being treated like celebrities and they want people to fawn over them, then my treating them like a normal person will be kind of a nice break in reality for them. I don't think that popular performers are seen as superior necessarily so much as, you know, just more popular or something you aspire to. I also kind of feel like it's maybe like a senpai kind of thing, you know, where it's, you know, you have these elder statesmen, if you will, on GWA who are more popular or more prolific or have been around longer. So, it's not that, you know, people feel inferior per se, but there's a certain level of respect. The senpai thing might not have been a great thing because a lot of times they do feel inferior, but whatever. What is popularity? We're all here for attention from random strangers, are we not? Some people are. Some people are here for the upvotes. Some people, a lot of their, you know, a lot of what they get out of GWA is the feeling that people are listening to them. So for some people, popularity is kind of important. They want to feel like people are listening and that they have people that, you know, love what they do and look forward to their posts and things like that. You know, so there's varying levels of being on the internet to get attention from random strangers. But for some people, popularity is important. For me, you know, it's nice. I like when I get upvotes and I like when I get comments, and PMs. It's rewarding. And if I don't get comments or PMs or if something is getting downvoted, like an audio of mine is getting downvoted or something, I try not to take it personally, but, you know, I always look at it and go, well, what could I have done differently? Or why is this getting downvoted? Or why is this not getting the kind of reception that it might? But I don't let it, like, drag me down or make me feel bad about myself. 7, what do newcomers and lurkers not understand? What is some vital information they need to know about our community? Being fairly new, I don't know that I have much input in this. I think the biggest thing for me to tell newcomers and lurkers is, you know, be nice, be respectful, be courteous. Don't jump into conversations that you don't know the people and act like you've been a part of that friendship group for a very long time. That's something that I have to make sure I don't do, because I do tend to jump into conversations or try to, and I will reel myself back in because I know that it's annoying. So, yeah. But yeah, I would say newcomers and lurkers, you know, just be courteous, be polite, get to know people, and you know, you'll make friends and you'll find your niche, and that's, you know, that's a good place to be. 8, who made you feel like you belonged here in GWA and or backstage? You know, I I don't know about GWA and Backstage. I mean, people comment and leave upvotes and things like that, and that always made me feel very welcome. The creepy, you know, creeper messages, not so much. Those made me feel like, eek. But the nice messages and the nice PMs and people being supportive and encouraging and telling me that they appreciated my work or being specific about what they enjoyed about an audio, those kind of things, those are what really encouraged me and helped me feel like, you know, I've got a place in GWA and Backstage. You know, there's also the aspects of like TeamSpeak or the Kick group or, you know, whatever. And in those environments, when I get people engaging with me in conversation, that's when I feel like I belong. So, you know, it takes a while because you have to let people get to know you and get used to seeing you and, you know, give your input every so often. And, you know, eventually you'll find your voice and you'll belong. But you have to be patient and let it happen and don't try to force it. So for me, it was what made me feel like I belong. Really nice comments, really nice PMs, people appreciating my work. And on TeamSpeak, I said it once, that there are people that when somebody in particular said hello to me for the first time, I felt like, oh my God, I've made it. But you know, that's just me. I think it's just, that's how I am. But, I didn't really, like assign a value to that. It was just kind of one of those funny, haha, exciting things. But, yeah, that was actually kind of funny. Number nine, or actually questions about you. So they're not actually number nine. It's number one again. Do I have any pets? Yes, I have two cats. Tell us a joke. I refuse to tell any more jokes because I suck at telling jokes on an audio. I think I tell better jokes when I'm like in person, like you can see my face. So I'm not telling jokes anymore. Number three, what has made you smile this week? A lot of things. I mean, I smile a lot in general. And, you know, my long distance relationship makes me smile a lot because he is funny and he makes me laugh and he makes me feel good. So that's something that always makes me smile. My husband makes me smile because he's funny and he says things that just make me laugh and he's silly and I love that. But yeah, so there's that. Number four, tell me something good. How are you? Something good. I'm going on a trip. I'm headed out to LA today. So that's nice. Not for very long. And I honestly don't know how much time I'm going to have to do anything fun, but I'll at least, you know, be on an airplane and flying. And that's nice. How am I? I'm good. I'm getting better. Tuesday was rough. Tuesday night was rough. Wednesday, Thursday, those were rough too. I feel like I'm starting to emerge again and feel more like myself again. I think part of that has to do with the fact that I'm actually on a media blackout. I haven't watched the news, listened to the radio, read any internet sites like that deal with that stuff. So I took myself off of Facebook. I took myself out of Kick groups. GWA and Backstage are the only two subreddits that I visit. And so I've been able to insulate myself from that whole aftermath. And maybe it's being cowardly. Maybe it's me sticking my head in the sand, but I just can't deal with it right now. So I'm just on a media blackout, social media blackout kind of. And I'm actually feeling better. You know, when I rejoin those things, maybe I'll have to rebuild myself a little bit, but for now, being away from it, has really helped me. Number five, what song is currently stuck in your head? Good God. It is the stupid Mulan song. It is I'll Make a Man Out of You from Mulan. It's the one I'm supposed to be singing. But I haven't recorded, well, I recorded my part of it, but I haven't gotten the additional voices yet. So I'm waiting for that. And also I might re-record mine or I might like record different like pitches or whatever, just so that I can try and get it to sound not so shitty. I don't know. Anyways, but yes, I've got Mulan's, I'll Make a Man Out of You. I know all the words now. I know them in the right order. So that's always a good thing. Thanks for the questions. It feels good to record. It's been a little bit. And like I said, coming out of my shell after Tuesday, it feels good. So thanks for posting this. And have a great day, everybody. Make it a good one.